And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, if there's one truism that I could tell you or advise you about, it is this. Have absolutely nothing to do with a political party. And I mean the Democrats and Republicans. They're both parties of a bunch of lying, deceiving scoundrels. That's true. I don't say that to mislead you. You know that. I'm telling you the absolute truth. I think once you gain a foothold as a leader in a political party, your brain just scrambles. Or maybe it's your pride. You see, you want to become such a big shot in the party, you'll get down on the ground on your knees and kiss the soles of the leader's feet. Because that's exactly what we have going right now in the Senate and the House of the United States. Now, I'm going to give you some graphic examples of this today. How, if you believe that you're going to change America for the good through a political party, well, you know, I want to lock you up. I do. I don't trust you. I think you're dangerous if that's what you really believe. If you have joined the Democrat or Republican parties because you think they're good for America, I mean, you've been deceived. I want to specifically talk about immigration reform. Everybody wants to change the immigration system. It's broken, they say. We've got to change it, they add. And they are a bunch of rotten, dirty, paid-off liars. Now, we've been told for years, and all my life I've been told the immigration system needs to change. It's broken. It's not broken. It works. They don't enforce the law. Now, let's go over the history of this a little bit. First of all, we know that during the Dwight D. Eisenhower presidency, President Eisenhower enforced the law. He saw that too many illegals were coming across the border, and he put a stop to it. He said, I want to start deporting these people. And they started having deportations, deportation hearings. And, well, we didn't have any problem, did we? That's when everybody had jobs, things were good, back in the 50s, with Eisenhower. Well, it really got bad during the days of Ronald Reagan. Now, Ronald Reagan was a tool of the Jewish and other interest. He had passed a new Immigration Reform Act. He said, look, I'm going to accept this act, and we're going to give amnesty to millions of illegals in America, but I'm only going to do it if you'll enforce immigration. After we pass this act and allow these people to stay in here, then we're going to start enforcing immigration. We're going to start controlling the border with the border police and so forth. And that didn't last 2 minutes. After the bill was passed, millions more illegals came into America, onto American soil, and there wasn't anything done in terms of border security. Then we had other, you know, idiots that passed, you know, different, infringing Immigration Reform Acts. But in 2007, President George W. Bush, who was definitely a tool of Jewish interest, and his chief political advisor, Karl Rove, who is as big a homosexual as you could ever meet, attempted to push through Congress what they call the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill. Now, folks, when a congressman tells you they're going to reform something, what they're going to do is screw it up and make it horrible. I'm telling you the truth. They never reform anything. It's never been reformed. It's always messed up. And, of course, what Bush really wanted was amnesty. But they can't tell you they want amnesty anymore. Big Brother says you got to call it something else. You got to give these illegals a permit, or you've got to call it normalization, or a sure path to citizenship, or some other silly words, because the American people know about amnesty. They know it doesn't work. So they said, we'll call it reform. Reform's always been good. That's what they called it. Now, people in America are not stupid. We're not stupid. Sometimes they think we are, but people got awakened to this bill as nothing but another amnesty bill, and the switchboards were jam-packed with callers saying, you better not push that bill through. It was said to be a sure bet. The Republicans wanted it. Cheap labor, you know. The Democrats wanted it. Cheap labor, cheap votes, cheap everything for them. But the American people didn't want it. And we jam-packed the switchboard. They said they almost melted. They had so many phone calls. And everybody got frightened. They started having these town hall meetings to explain it. Well, what happened was the congressman got it explained to them. To use a very bad phrase, we don't want your stinking immigration reform. And you know what? They shelved it. Remember John McCain? Oh, okay, citizens of Arizona, I get your message. I got the message, he said. I understand now. Well, he lied. He didn't understand anything. We'll talk about John McCain. And the only people that he does not want America to come back into America are the POWs from Vietnam, who he and John Kerry shafted. I got the message, he said. He didn't get any message. He's a liar. And what we got was no immigration bill. So George W. Bush just pushed immigration all the way. And there were many things that he did in his administration that violated the law, but he figured you and I'd never find out. For example, he gave totalization to Social Security. That meant for the first time during the Bush administration, Mexican illegals in America began to get Social Security. You work 16 quarters in America, you qualify for the minimum of Social Security. But if you're an illegal alien, you only have to work 8 quarters and you get Social Security for the rest of your life. And you could be an illegal alien named Jose Gomez or Juan Perez or whatever. And you could end up being 10 or 12 illegal aliens. Now, how does that work? Juan Gomez comes into America. He signs up for Social Security. He works building a house or, you know, whatever he works at as a laborer. He works for 2 years, pays in. Then, you see, he came to the United States without any identity. He was Juan Gomez. He came from, let's say, Guadalajara in Mexico. He signed up for Social Security as Juan Gomez. They gave him a number. But after 2 years, he goes down and signs up as Juan Perez, and he works 2 more years. Then he goes up and signs, and he's, you know, what Juan Dominguez. He gets 2 more years of Social Security. Then he signs up as, you know, Louis, whatever name you want to give it. Every 2 years, he signs up as another Mexican, a Mexican back in Mexico, in his hometown or village or city. They've never been to America, but they're working under him. He becomes 8 or 10 or 12 people. In 24 years, he can sponsor 12 different Mexicans. None of them come to America but him. But they all get the minimum in Social Security. What is that today? Around $500? So they get $6,000 a month from your Social Security. Now, during George W. Bush's presidency, they went down and built a huge, gigantic Social Security Administration building in Mexico City so they could administer all the Social Security checks going to Mexicans. We don't know who we're paying down there. We're just slapping out the checks left and right. That's the way reform works, isn't it? But George W. Bush didn't have any authority to do this. Just like Barack Obama doesn't have any authority to give young Mexicans and other illegal aliens a free pass under the so-called DREAM Act that was never even passed by Congress. Barack Obama just made it an executive order, and there it was. Now, Barack Obama hasn't done one thing to give Americans jobs. But in his State of the Union address, after he got elected this time, he promised immigration reform. So now it's a key issue. Now, the Democrats and Republicans are colluding together against you and me. Yes, they are. They're conspiring in Congress right now. They've been meeting day and night trying to figure out how to bypass you and me. You see, they're afraid just to tell us what they want, which is this, that the 25 to 35 million illegal aliens in America, mostly Mexican, but also, you know, smattering of Nicaraguans, you know, Costa Ricans and all the other Central Americans, a smattering of Brazilians and Argentinians and so forth. And of course, we have the Pakistanis and the Chinese and on and on. Now they want to finesse this thing. They want to get one over on you. It should just be, you know, the Give the Illegal Aliens Amnesty and Everything Else Act. They can't say that. They're going to call this a Reform Act. Believe me, it'll be called a Reform Act or some other silly term that they call it. But they're meeting. Oh, yes, they're meeting. Now, they're not meeting to determine how to give American jobs. They don't give one flip about an American citizen having a job. And if you're a veteran, they really don't care about you. Well, you're a domestic terrorist type. They're monitoring you. They're watching you as a veteran. But if you're an illegal alien, you're a protected species. They're going to massage you. They're going to take care of you. And I'll show you how they're doing this a little later in the program. But Barack Obama got up in front of America and said, I'm going to make sure we pass immigration reform. And if Congress doesn't do it, I'll do it without them. Now, that's a fit thing for a president to say. If Congress doesn't do it, I'll do it without them. I'll do it on my own. He's basically saying, I don't need you lawmakers. Get to work and give me an immigration reform bill. And if you don't do it, I'll just pass executive orders. How can he do that? There's nothing in the Constitution, folks. I've read it over and over. I taught political science, American government, for years. I never taught anything about executive orders. They're unconstitutional. They're illegal. But there you have it. Now, he was inaugurated January the 20th, and 1 week later, 8 politicians came out and held a press conference. There were 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats. They wanted to make it look like this is a bipartisan effort. Everybody in Washington, D.C. wants it. I don't care. I know they want it. But the people in Pocatello, Idaho, or Tustin, California, or Houston, Texas, or Jackson, Mississippi, we don't want it. And we need to tell our politicians, we don't want your stinking immigration reform. Now here are the eight traitorous, deceptive politicians. There were four Republicans, Marco Rubio, the chosen one of Florida, naturally John McCain, John, I got your message. No, he didn't. McCain of Arizona. There was also Floyd Flake, what a flake he is, of Arizona. And the little queer boy, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Yes, he's a queer. How do I know? Everybody in Congress knows. Haven't you ever heard his little voice? Of course he's a queer. Everybody knows he's a homo. Then there's four Democrats. Chucky Boy Schumer of New York, the leading Jew in the Congress. There was Bob Menendez of New Jersey. Now, Bob Menendez is now being investigated for having sex with underage kids in the Dominican Republic. Yes, yes, he used the airplane of a rich Florida doctor, a Jew named Gelman, and he would go over to the Dominican Republic and have sex with little boys. Now, you heard in the media it was little girls, but it was little boys. The media knew that was too rough for you. So now they're investigating. They already investigated Gelman. Come to find out the guy didn't even have a medical license. But he was pretending to be a doctor, but that's another story. Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez of New Jersey, Dick Durbin of Illinois, and Michael Bennett of Colorado. Now, the eight senators went on TV to inform you and me that they have been meeting secretly, and they've got a new bill for us. Surprise, it's the same one President Obama wants. And surprise, it's President George W. Bush's 2007 rejected legislation, all warmed up and ready to go again. Can you believe the audacity of these people? This is reform. We're really gonna do it right this time. Our system is broken. We've gotta have reform. Why do we have to have reform? The immigration law is clear. It says if you come over the border illegally, you get deported. That's it. That's it. It's simple. These idiots can't even read what the law says. Well, it's broken, you know, and nobody really wants to deport these people. Yes, they do. Americans want to. Real Americans. Out in the hinterlands. Outside of the Beltway. Outside of Washington, D.C. We all want to deport them. Remember in 2007, they were trying to push President Bush's Immigration Act through. And all the commie organizations, that's right, communist organizations, labor unions, and so forth, called for a big march by the Mexican aliens. Go out into the cities. Show yourselves. Bring signs. Tell the people of America what you want. And they did. And they had all these signs, mostly in the Spanish language. Give us citizenship. Give us this. Give us that. We want free this. We want free medical benefits. We want money. We want this. We want jobs. We want this. Now, Americans saw that and got angry. I watched it on TV, and these people made me angry. There they were in the streets of Las Vegas, the streets of Los Angeles, the streets of Seattle, the streets of Austin, Texas. Thousands of illegal aliens, all marching with signs in English. They didn't even have signs, in Spanish. Now, I've taken Spanish 3 years in college. I know a little Spanish. I know what the sign said. But most Americans didn't even know what the sign said. And the gall of all of these foreigners to get out in the streets, what they should have done then was like Soylent Green, take the trucks and just big dump trucks and scoop them up. Bring in the buses and deport them all and make sure they don't come back. You could have got thousands in Los Angeles that day. You don't have to go look in their house. They're all out on the streets. Well, Americans got angry with it. Americans did not know they had that many illegal aliens. They said, wow, this is a problem. It backfired on them. Well, the next weekend they came out and they all had U.S. flags. They were all waving their little U.S. flags. They were all told, boy, that didn't do well. Will you go out with your U.S. flag? Show that you love America. These people do not love America. They love jobs. They love money. They want all the free things that the Obama administration gives them. They want free Medicaid for their families. If you're a Mexican, an illegal alien, guess what? If you got five kids and a wife, you, your wife, and all five of your kids can get free, absolutely free medical care. You don't pay anything into it. I mean, people in America that are over 65 who paid in all their lives can get Medicare. And somewhere around 60 to 80% of their medical bills are paid if they can find a participating doctor or, you know, hospital. Isn't that wonderful? They put you on Medicare. That's great. Then while you're on your way to the doctor or while you're in the doctor's office, you notice that everybody in there is a Mexican illegal. Wow, what are they all doing in my doctor's office? Well, they go up to the front and they all have a little card from Medicaid. They don't pay one blithering cent. You have to pay the copay. Well, it'll be $25 today, you know. And then they'll bill you the excess. You're on Medicare. You're 80 years old. But here's some snot-nosed Mexican kid who's got a cold or a cough or something. Go right on in. You don't pay anything. You're on Medicaid. You're an illegal alien. My granddaughter came from California, came to visit us, and she was thinking of staying here and going to university in Texas, maybe Texas State University or Texas University, one of these Texas schools here. I told her it wasn't that expensive. She could afford it. Well, she talked to a counselor at the University of, I think it was Texas State. She said, Papa, did you know that I have to pay three times as much as everybody else? I said, you what? Yeah, I have to pay over three times as much as everybody else. They asked me if I was where I came from. I said, California. They said, oh, that's too bad. If you were an illegal alien, you'd only pay one third as much. If you're from one of the other 49 states, you have to pay three times as much in Texas. But if you snuck across the border from Mexico, you get in-state tuition. How does that work? Well, George W. Bush was governor of Texas. He said it'd be really nice, wouldn't it, state legislators, if we gave all of these Mexican illegals, if we passed a law, giving them in-state tuition. They shouldn't even be in the state of Texas, but he wants to give them in-state tuition. And the stupid Republicans that led the Texas House and Senate okayed it. So our universities are run over by illegal aliens. Now, they have some student housing at the University of Texas. It's so much cheaper to go into university housing. They built these nice apartment buildings, and then they have individual units for families and all that. Student housing. Come to find out, over 80% of the student housing, people living in student housing, are foreigners. You go in there, it looks like little China, little Korea, little Mexico. There's no Americans in there. If you're a Mexican, if you're an American, you don't qualify. Student housing for foreigners. Then come to find out if you're in a graduate program getting a master's degree or a doctorate degree, you better be a foreigner because 90% of the students are foreigners. They're Chinese. They're Koreans. They're Pakistanis. They're Indians. They're Guatemalans. They're all working for a master's degree and a doctorate degree from a Texas state university. 90% of all of them are foreigners. We're educating the whole world with our tax dollars. Now, when Mike Huckabee, the governor, former governor of Arkansas, when he was governor, he did his good friends at the chicken place, the Tyson chicken place. Between Tyson and Walmart, they basically own the state of Arkansas. That's where Walmart's headquartered. That's where Tyson Chicken's foods are headquartered. Well, Mr. Tyson got with old Mike Huckabee and said, I'd like all the Mexican workers in our state not to have to pay tuition. Mike Huckabee said, well, that would be wonderful. In fact, he was questioned about it when he was running for president. Why is it that the Mexicans, including the illegals, get free tuition in the state of Arkansas? Well, it was my Christian duty. I just believed it was my Christian duty. It's not my Christian duty. Friends, Jesus doesn't care whether somebody gets free tuition or not. Well, I suppose he does if you're a Christian and you pray. I guess he will honor you. That's true. But it doesn't matter whether these people are Mexicans or heathens or whatever they are. They get it because they're illegals. How can you get free tuition when you're an illegal? I don't know. But I know that the Rubios, the McCains, the Schumers, what they want us to do is accept the old Bush Immigration Reform Act. It provides amnesty. Now, remember the word amnesty. Whatever they come up with, it's always going to be amnesty. But they will never call it that. Now, the newest guy to join the immigration reform scam is Senator Rand Paul. Now, what a flake this guy is. I'm going to tell you right now. Remember he got up before the Senate and he filibustered for 12 hours over the drones? Well, you know, I'm not going to quit filibustering until I get my way. Well, he didn't get his way, but he still quit. And they passed the act and went on and made Mr. Brennan the CIA director. And boy, all of the networks said this guy's a hero. I knew something was, you know, the fix was in then. When at Fox News, Sean Hannity and Greta and Bill O'Reilly, all of the establishment people at Fox News said that Rand Paul was a real hero. And I knew then the guy was going to fake out on us. And he has. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what Rand Paul has done in changing his mind about illegal immigration. He sold us out. He's not Ron Paul. He's Rand Paul. Remember that. He is not Ron Paul. Ron Paul is retired. Rand Paul wants to be president. He'll do anything to be president, including sell you and I out and go for amnesty for illegal aliens. And I'll tell you how that works in just a minute when we return here on Power of Prophecy. Codex Magica. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. I hope you have your copy of Codex Magica. This is really an amazing book. 624 pages. I tell you, it took me a long time to work on this book, many years. But finally, I finished it. It's huge format. It's got over 1,000 pictures in it. Codex Magica. the Illuminati's secret handshakes, their body signs, how they communicate with each other. You need to know about this, friends. You need to know about this. I show actual from Masonic and other textbooks. You'll find out what they do. You'll find out how they communicate with each other. And they do these things with glee. They say, we're putting one over on the people. No, they're not. No, they're not. You read this book and you'll know what they're doing. You watch TV, you'll know what they're doing. You'll see how they try to carry on a masquerade. Right in front of your eyes. They carry on occult rituals in front of our eyes and think we don't know what they're doing, but we do. The actual pages from the Masonic manuals are in this book. Not only Masonic, the Rosicrucian manuals and many others, many other organizations are in this book. You'll find out the meaning of the satanic El Diablo sign. You'll find out, what the sign, when Napoleon put his hand inside his jacket meant. Napoleon was initiated in the Masonic Lodge of Paris, the Grand Orient. You'll find out thousands of hand signs and body signals too, because in the Kabbalistic cults, they portray their body in certain ways. And they do it right there on TV, and you know what they're doing because you've read this book. Now, this book is just $35. It's a huge book. I don't think most people can't even carry it with one hand. It's so huge and big. It's an encyclopedia is what it is. You need this encyclopedia. It's called Codex Magica by Tex Mars. Now, $35, add $5 shipping and handling. And we'll send it right on its way to you. Here's how to get it. Just phone us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Now, you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. You'll see the book pictured on the front page, along with many other books and videos. And you'll enjoy the two articles I've got there, by the way, talking about the new DNA science. The new DNA scientific reports that prove conclusively, definitively, that those who call themselves Jews are not Jews at all. They're Khazars. They're not even Jews. But they say they're Jews. What they are is members of the synagogue of Satan. That's what Jesus Christ said in Revelation 2 and 3, but now it's been proven in DNA scientific reports. I'll tell you all about it in these articles on my website, powerofprophecy.com. Okay, now let's return to our regular program. I'd like to mention, Jerry, before we go on, I want to mention to people that it's $35 plus $5 shipping, and they need to send their payment to 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or call us, 1-800-234-9673. Now let's get back to immigration. This is Tex Mars with Power of Prophecy. You know, Rand Paul gave his big filibuster and everybody complimented the guy. And I said, this is strange. I mean, George W. Bush had all these drone aircraft, the robotic aircraft. He was killing all these people. Then he turned it over to Barack Obama and he continued the practice. And suddenly Rand Paul gets all upset about it. Now here's the whole thing. What Rand Paul never told you was that Congress has approved this. Congress has secretly approved the drone program. They have a plan laid out that will go until 2016. It calls for over 10,000 drones. It calls for drone Air Force bases set up in the United States and around the world. And it's been approved by the Senate and the House. Did Rand Paul tell you that? Did Senator Rand Paul tell you that? Did he blast the Senate leaders? The House leaders, did he tell you about it? No. There is a congressional plan that's been approved. I mean, congressional plan that's been approved. He acted like, boy, I didn't even know about drones existing. This is something new that Obama's come up with. We can't have this. Why didn't the guy ever say anything when George W. Bush was president? I mean, the drone program was approved by Congress. They've got a program lasting until 2016. This is incredible. Well, they had the Conservative Political Action Committee, and all the big wigs went up there and gave their little talk. You know, Newt Gingrich and John Boehner and Eric Cantor and, you know, Sarah Palin got up, and Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity, all of them went up there before CPAC this week. And they pledged their undying loyalty to the Conservative Political Action Committee. Ann Coulter gave a fairly decent speech. She said, we must not have immigration reform. Must not. It's a scam. They're trying to give us amnesty, she told the truth. If you hear these endless Bushes talking about immigration reform, you'll know they're a fake. That's basically what she said. Endless Bushes. Little bitty Bush this, little bitty. By the way, there is a Bush out there. Touting it up. Pumping it up. Jeb Bush. He wants to be president. He's put out a book. He didn't write it, of course. They have ghostwriters to write it all. He's going around the nation saying, yes, we need immigration reform, but we shouldn't just give it to them. We should give them a permit, or we should give them, you know, some normalization process. Yes, yes, you mean the 20, all those millions of illegals already in America? Oh, you don't want to, no, we don't want to send them back. Let's have a process for them. Jeb Bush, please. The Republican Party is probably going to give us a Jeb Bush or a Marco Rubio. That's the guy they're really pushing. He's Cuban-American. We could get a minority. We did really good. We did so well with Barack Obama, a minority, didn't we? I mean, do you want to be kicked again? Do you want another minority? Now, look, I know there are a lot of minorities that could do a lot better than these guys, but Marco Rubio is not one of them. The guy's not wet behind the ears, and he's an idiot. Now, he was on the O'Reilly show, pumping for immigration. They sent these guys out through all the TV stations, all the TV networks, to pump up everybody. We're going to give you immigration, but don't worry. We're going to enforce the border this time. We're going to have border security this time. Now, I'm going to show you exactly what they got planned for you, so you'll know what supreme fakes these people are. Now, Rand Paul, they had a straw poll there. What is a straw poll? It's sort of an advance poll. The members of CPAC, that are all the hoity-toity, all the big shots of the supposed conservative Republican movement, were there, and they all voted for who they would vote for president if 2016 was here today. Guess who won? Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul. We would love to have him be our presidential candidate. Rand Paul said, I feel I'm so inflated. Thank you so much for having won your straw poll at CPAC. 2 days later, Senator Rand Paul gave a speech before the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. The U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Now, why don't they have their own Chamber of Commerce? We have a Chamber of Commerce. No, they want one for just the Hispanics. Okay. There's a black one too, you know, a black Chamber of Commerce. And guess what he said? Listen to this. He endorsed the legal status of immigrants. Legal status of immigrants. They have no legal status, but he's endorsed it. He said, I've had a softening of the heart. I'm not so hard on it anymore. I've changed my mind. Now, this was 2 days after the CPAC meeting. He's the big filibuster hero, right? I mean, the conservatives there, they knew that he wouldn't change, would he? But he already had this speech written. And he goes to the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and here's what he says. quote, if you wish to work, if you wish to live in America, this is, he's addressing all of the illegal aliens that are now in America, plus millions of more that want to come to America. Now, I want you to get that. He's talking to the illegal aliens in America and millions more who want to come. If you wish to work, said Rand Paul, if you wish to live in America, then we will find a place for you. Ain't that special? Isn't that nice? 25 to 35 million illegals, Bear Stearns report said 5 years ago. Now, I know our U.S. Commerce Department, our U.S. Labor Department, has been saying for years that there's only 11 or 12 million. That's their numbers. But Bear Stearns, one of the biggest stock market firms, did a survey and they found 25 to 35 million. I was talking to my friend Jeff Rentz of the Jeff Rentz Radio Show. He studied, he says he thinks there's upwards of 40 million in America. 40 million illegal immigrants. If you wish to work, if you wish to live in America, then we will find a place for you. All you millions of illegal aliens down in Mexico, down in Guatemala, down in Brazil, down in Colombia. If you wish to work, if you wish to live in America, then we will find a place for you. We've got 25 million unemployed, Mr. Paul. 25 million people unemployed. The recession is not over till these people get their jobs back or facsimiles thereof. They're people that cannot find a job doing anything, and you tell all these illegals, if you wish to work, if you wish to live in America, we will find a place for you. He says, I am pledging to you that I want to be, quote, part of the immigration reform. There's your hero, friends. Rand Paul, he wants to be part of the immigration reform. Now, he said, I don't want amnesty or deportation. Now, get that. He doesn't want amnesty, but he doesn't want deportation. Well, what in heaven's name does the guy want if he doesn't want amnesty or deportation? Well, I'll tell you what he wants. He said, we need normalization. He's got his own little code word for it. Normalization. That's what we need. We need normalization of these people. Senator Paul, it's called amnesty. Get it on the tongue of your mouth. It's called amnesty. Now, in a statement, Rand Paul's spokeswoman, Eleanor May, said, you must understand what the senator said. What his plan is extending to them is a quicker path to normalization and being able to work. Now, that's great that these 25 to 35 million illegals can be invited in, and Senator Rand Paul is going to find them a place to live, and he's going to find them a job. Now, what are you going to do about the 25 million Americans that lost their job when the biggest Wall Street financial scam in history hit America? Goodness gracious, Rand Paul is a deceptive man. He wants to be president, but Marco Rubio does too. Now, on the O'Reilly show, O'Reilly said, well, what do you want to do for these Mexican illegals? He said, well, now they have to get a green card. Then after that, they have to apply for citizenship. I think they should get a permit to stay here. Then after that, they get a, you know, we'll do something with them. We'll have a fast path to citizenship. So now, in addition to a green card, he's going to give them a permit. So everybody that is already here, he's going to give a permit to allow them to stay here. Just bop down to ICE, the Immigration Service, and get your permit. Rubber stamp, rubber stamp, rubber stamp. You can stay. Now, all of these politicians, John McCain, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, they will all tell you, well, we know that Americans are just too good-hearted. They're just too soft-hearted. They don't want to deport anybody. Are you kidding me? No, we don't want to deport anybody. You don't? You shouldn't be in office. That's what the law calls for. And if you're the president of the United States and you don't want to obey the law, you have violated your oath of office. If you're a senator or a congressman, you have violated your oath of office. If you don't want to deport them, then resign and let somebody take your office. Get out of town. Get out of Washington, D.C. You have violated your oath of office. That's it. That's it. You're out of there. Now, they all say what we really want to do, though. We don't want to just give it to them. Now, we will, but first, we want the border secure. We're not going to do any of this till that border is secure. That sounds so macho, doesn't it? That's macho man. That's what Ted Cruz said. Well, I would be favorable toward a sure path to citizenship or toward normalization or regularization or reform or some other word I could make up. But first you got to protect the border. That's the most important thing, is protecting that border. Don't worry. Don't worry, Senator Cruz. You know you got a plan for us. Rand Paul's got a plan. Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush. I mean, all of them. The head of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, the Mr. Harry Reid, this Democrat and Senate leader, the Senate minority leader, Mitch McConnell. They've all got a plan. Now let me tell you about their plan. The Gang of Eight, I told you about them, the Gang of Eight, here's how they're going to work out this border security. They're going to have the president to set up a commission of border state leaders, and they're going to go down on the border, and they're going to call witnesses and all this other stuff. Then they're going to determine whether there's security or not. If they believe there's enough security, this presidential commission, then they'll say, yes, we have security on the border. And then this plan will go into effect. See, first, the presidential commission will have to tell you. They'll have to all meet in their fancy big offices in some big government building in San Antonio, Texas, or Phoenix, Arizona. And they'll meet, you know, on the 28th or 50th floor of that building. And they'll call a few witnesses. Then the commission of border leaders, you know, congressman this, senator so and so. Yes, we found our border is secure. It's more secure than it's ever been. It's really good. Yes, it's wonderful. Wow, we've got drones flying over there looking for them. We got your backs, America. Don't worry. There's plenty of border security. Okay, pass. That law's good now. Rubber stamp, rubber stamp, rubber stamp. That's what they're going to do. Now, Paul says, I'm going to be different. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul says, I don't like that plan. I want the Border Patrol and an Inspector General appointed by Congress. And every year for several years, you're going to have to go down there to the border and certify that the border is okay. Well, Janet Napolitano just did your work for you. She just went down there. She's Homeland Security Director. She went down there. She said, everything's fine. Everything's cooking. We have security now. We have border security. Friends, these people are so incompetent, they couldn't even build a fence across the border. We gave them billions. We demanded it of them. They never got the fence finished. Now all those ranchers are getting shot and killed. Their homes are being invaded all along the border. Who wants to live down there on the border now? You wake up in the morning, look out your window, and there's 150 illegal aliens rushing by on your front lawn. And if you shoot them, they sue you. That's right. They've got all these Mexican organizations, La Raza, and all these groups that are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Did you just hear me? They're getting money from George Soros, the Hungarian Jew. And if you use your gun to scare off all of these illegals that are on your land, if you're a rancher down in South Texas or Southern Arizona or Southern California, they'll sue you. You know, they can stick out their tongues at you, put their fingers and their hands in their ears and go, da 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 da. If you shoot us, we'll sue you. You better make sure they're dead. And you better bury them so they can't be found. But the fact is, you don't want to do that. You're a Christian man or woman. You just want to be left alone. You want to be in peace. You don't want to do the Border Patrol's job for them. You don't want to get sued. You don't want to kill anybody. And you know that a presidential commission or a border patrol and an inspector general from Congress is not going to do anything but give a rubber stamp. Yep, it's secure. The border's secure. Now, right now, they don't have as many people coming across the border because there are not as many American jobs. But as soon as the economy improves, they'll all come over. And if this law is passed, and they all want it, do you know of one congressman that doesn't want it? Can you name one? They all want it. Democrats, Republicans. It's interesting. They all want this illegal immigration reform. You and I don't want it. Americans don't want it. They don't give a flip what you want. They don't care about you. But they've got to finesse this. They've got to get it by you. They know what's going to happen. You're going to start calling. You're going to start writing. You're going to start emailing. They're going to be shaking in their boots. Ooh, I won't get elected next time. They cannot afford to have town meetings. You might lynch the people. You might lynch your congressman. You might lynch your senator. They don't want that. They know what happened last time. They had citizens getting up, going to the microphone, and shaking their fingers at them. Obey the law. That's what the citizen said. Obey the law. Deport them. We can't do that. Yes, you can do it. They don't want people sticking their fingers in their face. They got to figure out a way to shyster you. They get it all figured out, though. They're going to have a commission, a presidential commission, an inspector general from Congress. They're going to assure you that the border is okay. We got security now. Yeah, we got it all. They won't have anything. Now, what's going to happen when millions of illegals come to America? More than we've got now. First of all, the 25 or 35 million, they'll all get their permits or whatever. They'll get their normalization process going. They'll get fast paths to citizenship. That means by the next election in 2016, 4 years from now, about a third of them will be citizens. That's 7 or 8, 10 million new citizens. Now, Obama won by 5 million last time. 5 million votes. Next time, whoever the Democrat is going to have all of those votes plus 7, 8, 10 million more. Do you really think these people are going to vote for the Republicans? They're going to vote for whoever can give them the freebies, the Medicaid, the free phones, the rental stipends, homes to live in, apartments to live in, food, all this stuff. The government will give it all. And what the government, you think the government is not given, they're given to churches. And yes, the Catholic Church loves this. They want all of America to turn Catholic Mexican. The Catholic Church is accepting money from the government under their faith program. And they're giving all these, you know, food supplies and medical care and apartment. They're giving all this help to all these Mexican illegals and all these foreigners. They're using taxpayer dollars to do it, the Catholic Church and all of the other agencies. Salvation Army, you give money to United Way, they give it to Salvation Army, they give it to the illegal aliens. That's the way it works. And the federal government is giving an incredible amount. There's 50 million people on food stamps now. It's no longer food stamps, they give them a credit card. It's actually a debit card. Here's your debit. You don't even know the person's on welfare. They get a debit card. They go to the store and they can buy all their stuff. And they don't even check them anymore. I mean, I've heard they're buying cigarettes, liquor. They buy whatever they want to with these cards now. Well, no, they can't get anything but food. They get anything they want. They do. And nobody reports it. And you know, one of them gets a card. And there that's got, you know, $300 or $400 food on it. And they need drugs. They give the card to their Mexican drugger. They get their cocaine or their marijuana or whatever. And he gets all the stuff on the card. This is how they get their drugs through these food stamps. 50 million. And now, a new report has just come out, and the Bush administration, the Department of Agriculture, that handles food stamps, food stamp cards, Mr. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, he's had roughly 91 meetings with Mexican embassy and consulate staff. 91 meetings in the last few years to ensure that Mexican illegal aliens get their food stamps. Wow. It's called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. They now have 1.23 million illegal aliens. That was as of 2010. Getting food stamps. They shouldn't even be in America. They're getting food stamps from the government, and they know the name. They know they're illegals. And medical care. Hospitals cannot turn them away. It's a law in America. You can't turn people away. Tuition, food stamps, Social Security. They even get free phone service. Go to these schools, and they look like they're, you know, you're in a school down in Guadalajara, Mexico City. Everybody's speaking Spanish. And all the kids have cell phones. What's that all about? Well, I have 100 minutes or so many minutes a month from free cell phone service. If you're on food stamps or medical Medicaid, you get the phone service, free phone service, free apartments, free everything. And all of these people are going to come into America, millions, if this law is passed, even if it doesn't pass. And they're going to say, I want my freebies. Well, first you'll have to tell us about the Constitution of the United States. To heck with the Constitution of the United States. I'm from Mexico. I want my freebies. Well, first you'll have to tell us about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, who they were. I don't care about them. They're old dead white guys. I want my freebies. They'll get them. The Democrats want them to get those freebies. And the Republicans are cutting their own throats. They are. They'll never win an election again in America. They'll never be president of the United States. It'll always be the freebie generation has won out. They got their immigration bill. That's what they're going to get. They're going to get it. Rand Paul, you'll get it. Ted Cruz, you'll get it. Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, you'll get your permits. And America will be the biggest loser in the world. We're the only nation on earth that does this. We're cutting our own throats. Republicans, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're not a Republican. There's not a real Republican conservative in the U.S. Congress. Not Rand Paul, not Marco Rubio, not Ted Cruz, not Jeb Bush. Not a one of them. Endless Bushes, endless Obamas. That's all we got with illegal immigration reform. Well, this is Tex Mars. You've been listening to my rant for today, but I believe you agree with me. If you don't, I'd like to hear from you. Tell me your reasons. I'd love to hear from you. But if you agree with me, write to me also. Until next time, friends, this is Tex Mars. Tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.